Was ever man so vexed with a wife, in suburbs or in city? I live a discontented life, alas, the more's the pity. I must to bed, now I am wed, before I fill my belly, or else I have a broken head, 'tis a hard case, I tell ye. When I would eat, she calls me sot, and maundering broth doth bring me, so scalding that is scalding hot, the very steam doth sting me. Then you that live a single life, I wish you to beware, for marriage often breedeth strife, and always bringeth care. A dismal peal to me is rung, while I rock bairn in the cradle. Oh, bless me from her scolding tongue, and from her basting ladle. Oh, that I were a single man, as I was heretofore, sir. I would not kiss young Kate or Nan, nor never marry more, sir. My wife doth lug me by the ears, if I but ask for bacon, and flouts and taunts and scolds and jeers, but she must have her capon. She kicks me up and down the house, and roars as loud as thunder, while I am silent as a mouse, hold up my hands and wonder. About the room she often routs, for to find fault and quarrel, although I wash the shit in clouts, and clean the small beer barrel. The tongs and irons though I scour, and make her fire daily, yet I have not one quiet hour, she bums me like a bailey. I trudge and toil and am her slave, and clean both pots and flagon. I cannot tell what she would have, she is so like a dragon. She makes me weary of my life, for I can get no quiet. The livelong day I live in strife, and scolding is my diet. She'll often rise from spinning wheel to make me dance the bory, and makes me taste so oft salt eel I grow a mere John Dory. She is a chip off the old block, such chips are but too common, a sour piece of Crabtree stock, a brawling, bawling woman. One night she went to take the pot, and all bepissed me sweetly. A leaky colander she got, which made the bed feel seedly. My dear, quoth I, you piss beside, upon my face and pillow. Peace, cuckold, peace, go sleep, she cried, you are a lying fellow. I feel 'tis not quite to my thumb, it can be no such matter. Thus she pissed on the bed and room, and soaked me in salt water. She forced me to rise at night, or else to lie in pickle, for I was in a pissing plight by this same Madam Fickle. By me let others warning take, when they intend to marry, lest they like me repent too late, and quickly do miscarry. The married life is full of strife, and full of horns, I fear it. Then prithee do not take a wife, but take a glass of claret.